everyone. Good afternoon or good morning, wherever you're joining from. Thanks for joining us today to discover the ultimate in luxury river cruising. Joining us from Vancouver, we have Peter Uzunov, who is the Senior Director of Sales for Canada at Riverside Luxury Cruises. So we're really excited to have you here, Peter. Thank you for joining us. And with that, we will pass it over to Peter. So take it away.
Thank you, Eilish, and hello, everyone. I really appreciate you all taking the time to join us today and for your interest in Riverside Luxury Cruises. The start of a brand new river cruise season is just weeks away, but before we can get into what's ahead, I'd like to start with acknowledging the year that was. 2024 for us marked our first full year of operations with all three ships on the rivers, and what an incredible year it was. I have to say though that none of it would have been possible without the embrace and the incredible support of the travel advisor community from coast to coast. Whether you've booked clients on our cruises, recommended our brand among other options, introduced us to a colleague, or have simply kept an eye on our journey, we owe where we are today to you and to our industry across the country. Your support has meant everything, and I can't thank you enough. Now, as we gear up for the new season ahead, I'd love to take this time to introduce or reintroduce you to our brand and ships and share why Riverside Luxury Cruises is a name to remember in luxury river cruising. So let's get started. Now, some of you may have attended my presentations before, so you know I like to start with a bit of an origin story. As a new brand, it's important to understand where we came from, who our parent company is, who our owners are, and most importantly, how their experience shapes their approach to luxury river cruising. So that's where we'll start, after which we'll see the ships. I'll tell you about the onboard experience, where the ships sail, and about some of the onshore experiences that we offer. We also have a very unique pricing structure, so I'll go over that, and I will wrap up with current promotions and incentives to help you maximize opportunities for your clients. So Riverside Luxury Cruises was established at the end of 2022 by the European-based family-owned luxury hotel group Seaside Collection, which includes 12 boutique properties located in the beautiful Canary Islands, which is actually where the company was founded back in the 70s, and from where they expanded into parts of Spain, Germany, and the Maldives. Each hotel is characterized by its very exclusive location, by its authentic architecture and stunning design, by its unforgettable world-class cuisine, and very intuitive and empathetic approach to hospitality. So even though as a brand, Riverside Luxury Cruises is new, the parent company has been in the luxury hotel business for more than 50 years, with many of their properties belonging to the ultra-prestigious and very exclusive leading hotels of the world, the Innovative Design Hotels Group, and the highly regarded Autograph Collection by Marriott. The exceptional standards upheld by these hotels now serve as the foundation for our river cruise experiences. In 2018, the Seaside Collection owners recognized a gap in the river cruise market and the need for a true luxury option that prioritized more onboard space and amenities, larger suites, higher staff to guest ratios, and larger kitchens that could deliver an exceptional restaurant-like experience on the rivers. Unfortunately, they weren't able to bring those plans to fruition at that time because they couldn't find any shipyards with availability to build ships according to their own specifications. So the project was put on hold. Fast forward to January 2022, You all remember that Crystal Cruises, the original Crystal Cruises, that is, ceased operations, which opened the door for the Seaside Collection owners to revive their river cruise plans by purchasing all of their former river ships. And those ships align perfectly with the vision that the owners originally had. Because, well, the ships are stunning. They were designed and built to embody the essence of ultra-luxury boutique hotels, and they're now operated by a prestigious luxury hotel company with more than 50 years of experience in hospitality. So as I'm going through my slides, that is how I'd like for you all to think of us as: a luxurious hotel, elegantly gliding along the rivers, carrying guests to the heart of historic capitals, to enchanting towns suspended in time, and to charming villages rich with mystery and allure. Only 6 months after Seaside Collection acquired the ships, the first one and the crown jewel of the fleet set sail on the Danube, now reborn as the Riverside Mozart. Cue the video, Elise. So we've been sailing on the Danube since April 2023 with the Riverside Mozart from the video that you just saw. The Mozart is twice as wide, 75 feet compared to the standard 36 feet. So it's literally two ships next to each other. However, it accommodates only 160 guests. That is as many guests as other river cruise brands will have, yet double their ship size. This year, the Mozart will continue to sail on the Danube, primarily between Budapest and Passau, as its size prevents it from passing through the locks west of Passau. Over the summer that same year, we started our river cruise program in the south of France on the Rhone River with the Riverside Ravel. And last year, we celebrated the christening of our third ship, the Riverside Debussy, which the Debussy sails everywhere else that the Mozart can't. So depending on the time of year, the Debussy will navigate the Rhine, the Moselle, the Main, as well as the Danube all the way to Bucharest. Both the Ravel and the Debussy are identical to each other. They are half the size of the Mozart and can accommodate a maximum of 110 guests, which is up to 80 fewer guests than other river ships. Now, think about that. It's the same size ship, but with up to 80 fewer guests. Or, to put it in a different way, that's up to 40 fewer rooms, which allows these ships to have much larger suites, more open space, more multiple restaurants and amenities that other ships simply don't have the size for. Looking ahead, in 2027, they'll be joined by the Riverside Buck, followed in 2028 by the Riverside Mahler. And that'll be it. We are committed to remaining a very small, very exclusive, and ultra-luxurious river cruise line. Because our ships accommodate fewer guests, they have the largest average suites on the rivers, starting from 200 square feet to over 880 square feet, every one of which has a king-size bed, a true king-size bed. many of which face the beautiful scenery through floor-to-ceiling, wall-to-wall French balconies, and others with windows like you see here that open from the top halfway down. Our suites are loaded with amenities you'd expect from a luxury hotel. Fully stocked mini bars, in-suite espresso and tea stations, luxurious Natura Bessé bath products from Madrid. Majority of our suites have walk-in closets. Some have bathtubs in the washrooms as well, which is very uncommon for a river ship suite to have. And every guest in every suite, in every category on all three ships receives personal butler service. That is ultimately our approach to luxury. We know that every guest that comes on board is coming with a different definition of what luxury means to them. We know that everyone will have different expectations. The only way that we can meet those expectations is if we approach every guest individually and personally, rather than as a group, as a collective. By the way, our ships also have connecting suites, which are perfect for families to stay right next door to each other. And regarding families, we have no age restrictions on our luxurious floating hotels. Just like a land-based hotel, we welcome guests of all ages. And I know you all love booking river cruises and those big commission checks that come with them. But let's be honest, what's better than booking a couple on a river cruise? It's booking the entire family on a river cruise. Can you just think about the commission check that comes with that? Beyond the suites, and again, because our ships accommodate fewer guests, they have up to 5 lounges, including a rooftop lounge on the Vista deck featuring a very large blooming herb garden. We've got large TV screens for movie nights under the stars and a full service pop-up bar that lowers into the ship whenever we have to sail underneath Europe's bridges. Up here, it feels like you've stepped into a trendy rooftop lounge. Think chic ambience, breathtaking views in every direction, music setting the perfect mood, and a full-service pop-up bar crafting expertly mixed cocktails. It's effortlessly cool, relaxed, and the kind of place where you just want to settle in and stay for a while. This is also where we host our barbecue lunches and dinners, the likes of which you have never experienced before. And here's just a quick snippet of what that feels like, what that looks like. So that was just a very short clip on to give you an idea of the vibe that that we have on our ships. This was from a sailing that I was on last year in the summer in the south of France on the Rhone River, and the staff had set up the barbecue dinner just as the sun was setting. It was a very hot day, so as we were sailing, having that breeze was wonderful. What you couldn't see from this video is, of course, what was on the barbecue, which is the most important part of it. And I mean, we had whole lobsters next to tomahawks, the biggest prawns I have ever seen in my life, trays of oysters on the half shell. There was an abundance of delicious side dishes, all sorts of warm, freshly baked breads. There was so much food, not to mention free-flowing champagne, cocktails, and all kinds of other drinks. The vibe was so fun, with local entertainers and musicians serenading our guests like you just saw here. I mean, you could tell some of the guests, they didn't know what they should be doing, whether they should be dancing, eating, but they were all having just the best time ever. Now, going back inside the ship, they all have indoor swimming pools, fitness centers, and a spa. The Riverside Mozart, being twice as big, also has a separate jacuzzi, two saunas, two steam rooms, treatment rooms, and a very therapeutic relaxation lounge overlooking the calming views of the ship's wake. It is a full-size spa now available on the rivers. The spa technicians that that work with us, they've been cross-trained at the hotels, at our sister hotels in the Maldives and the Grand Canary Islands. So they are masters of the of their trade. And the same applies to all of the staff on board, some of which came back to us from when the ships belonged to Crystal, but many that come to us with other experience outside of river cruising, hospitality experience, whether it's at restaurants, at hotels. So it is a very diverse group of experts in their various trades. From a culinary perspective, our ships have multiple restaurants and opportunities to dine anytime. For anyone that's been on a river cruise before, you'll know that that is not the norm. We offer the best cuisine and are placing an emphasis on the freshness and quality of ingredients on board for the most memorable dining experience on the rivers. Our ships, they were built with bigger galleys, with bigger kitchens. We've got more chefs inside them, and we cook every dish on demand 24 hours a day with a budget higher than any other brand on the rivers. We go as far as to make our breads and pasta on board the ships. We're not buying it from stores on land. We're making it as we need it. The pasta is made twice daily on the ship. Bread the same. Even the jam for breakfast is made on the ship. There is nothing that comes to us pre-prepared. We are also unique in that our menus are not dictated by a corporate office. Each ship operates completely autonomously with its own executive chef who's in charge of creating their menu for their restaurant. The only corporate instruction is for them to source fresh local ingredients, again, nothing ever pre-prepared, and to create dishes that are inspired by the landscape and the region through which we sail. We also, by the way, have the largest wine cellar on the rivers, rivaling those of even the finest restaurants on land. And here's just a short little video that elaborates a bit more on the food.
Riverside Ravel sets apart from other river ships. This is really a huge difference, especially in the culinary part. There is no comparison. We are going really in detail with the freshness of the food. And this is really our part where we are shining at the moment. Luxury really is all about the time and the choice to have, because you really can relax in your vacation. You know, you can have your breakfast in the morning, early in the morning, late, even if you would like, you could have it in the afternoon. The interaction between the us and the sommelier is really a big part in the entire culinary journey, especially in the vintage room where each course have its paired wine. The culinary offer and wine, it is really a great experience.
Okay, every ship has a bistro offering all day food options. Our restaurant, our main restaurant, the Waterside Restaurant, is has operating hours, just like a restaurant on land would. But there are no reservations required, and our guests can go to have their breakfast, lunch, dinner, whenever they choose to, whenever they want to, during those operating hours. Outside of that, the bistro is open from late morning to late evening as well. It has its own separate menu, but this is also where our guests will enjoy their late breakfasts or a secondary breakfast for that matter. We've got fresh made pastries, delicious Danishes, buttery croissants, the most decadent cakes that you've ever seen. They look like they've come out of the pages of a culinary magazine. Irresistible bubble waffles, which are made to order. And when you walk through the bistro and you get that scent of those fresh bubble waffles being made, it is just irresistible. But as the day progresses, things will, you know, the food available there will change into charcuterie boards, warm pretzels. And then eventually the bistro converts into it transforms into the atelier, which the same space, but the idea behind the atelier is to have guests select from between 12 to 14 seasonal dishes, so they can choose as many as they like, and then for a lot of those items to be prepared and finished off tableside. So it's a very interactive and engaging experience between our guests and our staff, and the staff will tell them about the about the dish, about the idea behind it, or maybe there's an interesting story that they share about it. So it'll be a very fun, interactive experience and a different experience to what is offered in our main waterside restaurant. Blue, which you see here, is a grill that's available only aboard Riverside Mozart. This is where guests can enjoy a menu of delicious comfort foods during lunchtime and a beautiful change in their scenery. The key takeaway is that there is an abundance of food anytime and all the time. Also unique to the Riverside Mozart is the Connoisseurs Club, where guests can enjoy a quieter setting with a cigar, a crystal glass of Armagnac, a nice cognac, or a single malt scotch. On each ship, we also have a private dining room where we host the vintage room experience for up to 12 guests. This is the only restaurant on board where reservations are required and which has an extra cost to it. The Mozart can seat up to 12 guests. The other two ships, the Ravel and the Debussy, up to 10 guests. This is an experience that you can request for your clients during the booking process, but it won't be confirmed until during the cruise, because we really need to have at least a minimum of 8 guests in order to be able to host this this amazing experience. So this is where our executive chef and sommelier, which by the way, every ship has, we're the only river cruise line to have a dedicated sommelier for each ship. But they will lead diners through 7 delectable courses, each one paired with an exceptional fine wine from deep within our cellars. And I mean, we're going deep into the cellars to find that perfect bottle that will complement each course. This is an extraordinary experience. Every guest has their own waiter. The executive chef will come out and we'll talk about the various dishes. The sommelier will share insights into the wine, not just, you know, tasting notes, but also some interesting story behind that particular vintage or where it comes from, the producer. So it's a great, great experience this year. But it can be like 7 courses. It can be a bit long for some people. Average length, I would say, is between 3-3.5 hours. So, you know, you really need to love food and the whole experience to really appreciate it and dedicate that much time of the night. So what we're doing this year is introducing a light version during lunchtime, which will consist of 3-4 courses paired with also really good wines, but that will allow guests to experience this very elevated Michelin level culinary experience without having to commit to as much time as the dinner experience would require. So in addition to all of the different dining venues, of which you can tell we have many, I've spent pretty much the whole presentation talking about our food and where the food can be enjoyed. But we also offer 24-hour complimentary room service in case guests want to keep their pajamas on a little later in the morning and enjoy a nice breakfast in bed. Or the butler could set up a private and romantic meal over lunch or dinner. At the end of the day, when your clients travel with us, they'll experience highly personalized 24-hour service and a one-to-one crew-to-suite ratio. We can do this because we accommodate fewer guests. We have more staff, including personal butler service for every guest on board. From a culinary perspective, I've already spent a lot of time talking about that, but we really do offer the best cuisine and are placing an emphasis on the freshness and the quality of ingredients on board. We've got bigger kitchens. We've got more chefs. Every dish is prepared and cooked on demand, just as it would be when you're going to a fine dining restaurant in the city. We also have the largest wine cellar on the rivers, as I mentioned, rivaling those of even the finest restaurants on land. And as far as design goes, our ships are luxurious. They are glamorous and stylish. They're opulent and comfortable. They're very spacious. They have the most onboard amenities and are simply in a league of their own. So as for where we sail, you can book us on the main cruising rivers of Europe, the Danube, the Rhine, the Main River through central Germany, the Moselle, as well as in the south of France on the Rhone and the Saône rivers, the Saône north of Lyon. Now, what's unique about us and about our itineraries is that they are modular. So when you're booking clients on any other river cruise brand, your clients will be traveling with the same guests for 7 nights, 10 nights, 14, up to 23 nights, or however long their itinerary is. Whereas with us, our cruises are made up of shorter components. So a 7-night cruise will be made up of 3 nights and an additional 4 nights, and so on. And so that's a very unique approach. And I think this is why the product is very suitable for clients that maybe don't cruise but like to travel by land, stay at beautiful hotels, and visit different places. We have revolving guests on our ships. So at every major European river cruise port, we'll have some guests that are checking in. We'll have other guests that are checking out, and others will be going off and doing their excursions because their experience continues. So similar to a hotel, we've got revolving guests. And I think that because of that, it broadens the scope of who you can actually now promote and sell our experiences to. If you have clients that are going to Europe and want to stay in Budapest, they want to visit Vienna, a short 3-night cruise will take in both of those cities with a few other places in between. it'll give them that experience. They can continue on to do something else, but guaranteed they would have loved it so much that the following year or the year after, they'll be back booking something a little bit longer. So at every port, we also include shore excursions. We keep our group sizes small, 15 guests per guide. We've got a lot of choices, and all of ours are included. I will give you some examples of our excursions in the next couple of slides, but just to kind of emphasize a few things from this slide. All the ships have bikes on board for personal use. The Mozart has something like 40 bikes, half of which are e-bikes. The other two ships, not as many, but still both e-bikes and regular bikes. All of our excursions can be pre-selected ahead of time. In fact, it's recommended that they're pre-selected ahead of time. We can do custom excursions. We can privatize the excursions. So a very extensive portfolio of excursions with our itineraries. Now, just to give you some idea of those excursions, you can tell through the videos and some of the photos that that I showed of the ships that the onboard vibe will really appeal to younger executives, to professionals, business owners, entrepreneurs traveling with their families that love to stay at places like the Ritz, the Four Seasons, the Intercontinental. They'll get the same sort of vibe on our ships. So in order to replicate that on the shore excursion side, on the land side, we're coming up with unique excursions that are more than just walking tours of historic little towns or panoramic coach tours of the bigger cities. We've got a lot of culinary experiences. We're visiting breweries, wineries, local distilleries, and unique museums like the one that you see here, which is in Amsterdam. Very unique museum called the Straat. Cutting edge attraction tells the story of graffiti and street art and how urban activism can be a powerful tool for social and political change. In the south of France, we visit a family-owned truffle farm. So we learn about the truffle industry. We learn about how truffles are cultivated. We see the dogs go out and sniff them out. And then we've got a beautiful tasting of different truffles paired with some wines from the region. A lot of active options as well. This is one excursion that we offer on our Moselle River cruises. We start off at river level and we go on a pretty steep hike up to that castle, Landshut Castle, which overlooks the beautiful Moselle River below, as well as the charming town of Bernkastel. And as a reward for our guests in reaching that castle, we set up a beautiful sparkling wine tasting on the terraces of the castle for the most breathtaking views that that you can imagine. Another winery hike. A lot of our hikes are through wineries, and most of them finish off with a wine tasting, which I don't know about you, but that's the ideal type of hike for me. This one is through the Trends Winery in the charming town of Johannesburg, which is right in the heart of the Rhine Valley. So as we're hiking through the wineries here, along the way, our guests learn about the soil, the climate, as well as the 50-year-old vines that help create the signature Riesling wines that are produced here. We meet with the family. This is a family-owned winery. It has been for over 350 years. However, since 2012, it became the official winery for the German president and chancellor. So in a way, we're walking through their winery, hiking through their winery, ending off in their cellars where we sample some of the wines that are produced here. This is a really cool one, privately chauffeured vintage Volkswagen hippie van tour. So it's for up to four guests, which is perfect if you have clients that are traveling with friends of theirs or a small family of four. They'll have their own private vehicle, private driver that's also a local guide, and they'll take them to different viewing points, castles, wineries, little towns along the way, markets, if any are open. So they get to sample some of the produce, try out the wines while having their own designated driver as well. It's a beautiful experience. We also offer something similar. This is, again, in the Moselle River Valley. But we also offer something similar on our Rhine cruises through the Rhine Valley, not in these vintage Volkswagen hippie van vehicles, but in Land Rovers, which we're presenting as a wine safari, which is really cool. And then another example here, a kayaking excursion on the River Garden. Takes our guests, it's a 5-mile excursion that takes our guests right beneath this massive medieval architecture. Any other way you'd be seeing this from afar, our guests have the vantage point like no one else from the river floating right underneath it. And as with most of our excursions, we end this experience off with a champagne toast on the riverbank. Final last example, which I hope illustrates the scope of our excursions and how diverse and unique they are, not just historical walking tours, but really cool things that I think will really make us stand out. This one is a time traveler's tour in Cologne. So we're going to all of the historic landmarks, iconic sites of the city, including the massive cathedral. But our guests are also wearing 3D virtual glasses. So they get to see how this city evolved, first as a Roman establishment, then as a medieval town, pre-war, post-war, and eventually the beautiful city and modern city that it is today. They'll even see a phased construction of the cathedral during the 13th century, which is pretty cool. I also recently came across another virtual reality type experience, which we offer in Amsterdam. Very small group of guests follow the final 600 meters of the route that Anne Frank and her family took to their hiding place during World War II. So the guide... The guide using excerpts from Anne's diary will highlight her life in the secret annex, as well as the enduring message of hope amidst hardship. The tour emphasizes tolerance and the beauty still present. And rather than focusing solely on sorrow, it really highlights the message of hope. The experience concludes with a drink at a nearby cafe, followed by a virtual reality tour of Anne Frank's house, which is really cool because if you're going to the actual museum, you see it as a museum. Through the virtual reality, you get to experience it the way that Anne Frank and her family lived in there between 1942 and 1944, which is really unique perspective. And every itinerary will also include a signature event. A very easy example would be on the Danube in Vienna, we take our guests to the Belvedere Palace. Not when it's open to the public, but at night when it's closed to the public, we have a private VIP tour of the beautiful Belvedere Palace with all of its beautiful art within it. And that is followed by a private musical concert exclusively for the Riverside guests. That is our standard. I mentioned we have a unique pricing structure, so I'll quickly go over that. First off, we are all-inclusive, and you should sell us and promote us as all-inclusive. All the meals included, with the exception of the vintage room experience. And then all of the premium open bar. So we welcome our guests on board with a French bottle of champagne, We've got their mini bar stocked up with premium selection of drinks. And then, as I say, premium open bar cocktails. We've got a great menu of artisanal botanist cocktails. Amazing. They're all included. And of course, all of the shore excursions are included. But if you have clients that don't drink or not enough to want to pay for a premium open bar, then you can take out the beverage component. They still get everything else, all the meals, all the excursions. They will just pay for the beverages that they've consumed at the end of their journey with us. So that's the second option. The third option, clients can keep the beverage component, but maybe they're more independent. Maybe they've been to some of these places before. Well, in that case, you can take out the excursions component, and guests can just pick and choose the excursions that they want on an a la carte basis. The fourth option is very much a hotel-like experience with only the meals on board and everything else available a la carte. Regardless, port charges, gratuities, transfers are always included. All right, we've got some booking incentives in the market right now. These are all combinable. So we've got a 5% introductory discount, 10% early booking discount, as well as cruises that are 7 nights and longer receive an additional 10%. All of our prices already include these booking incentives. So at certain times of the year, the pricing will increase. And that is the reason to book before these deadlines. We won't be coming out with last minute promotions, flash sales, things like that. As you can see from the promotions as well, we have a single supplement waiver on all of the lead-in suites available up until the end of 2026. The promotion is capacity controlled, so not all the sailings may be available, but as long as you have clients that are booking early, then hopefully they'll find the space. And then right now until the end of March, we've got the onboard credit, 150 euros per person. That can be used towards the vintage room, towards the spa, customizing or privatizing any of the excursions as well. And as you can see, we've got Canadian pricing available. Deposits are 10% per person and hours are fully refundable until 90 days before departure. Now that those refundable deposits, that's something that will change later this year, I think around September. So really use it right now as a booking incentive, that the fact that clients can book their cruise for 2026 without the risk of losing their deposits. We don't have an internal air program, but we've partnered with Regal Wings, which is a B2B air consolidator. And they are great. They pay you commission, but also they serve as an air concierge service for your clients. So once you book them through Regal Wings in Premium Economy Plus, they'll actually, and then your clients are at destination. There's a change, cancellation, anything that happens, your clients will have direct access to someone from Regal Wings at no additional service fees or anything like that, which is awesome. We've got beautiful brochures that I'd love to get in the hands of your clients. So if there's only one thing that I can ask of you after this webinar, is to think of just one couple that you may have in your database, just one couple that we can introduce the brand through our beautiful brochures. I'm happy to send these out to you. I can send them directly to your clients as well. But again, just think of one couple. And to give you some ideas, if you have clients in mind that have never been on a river cruise, they've done a lot of ocean cruises, they're interested in river cruising, the number one selling itinerary for first timers is the Rhine between Amsterdam and Basel. If you have clients that have previously cruised with Regent, with Silversea, Seabourn, so very much in that luxury ocean cruise category, they've never considered going on a river cruise because of their perceptions that river ships are not big enough, that they don't have enough, that the suites aren't large enough, that there's not enough public space, that there's only one restaurant, that there's no spa. The Mozart is the perfect transition ship to get clients from luxury ocean ships over to the rivers. For those that are completely new to cruising, they don't ocean cruise, they haven't river cruised, they like to travel on land and stay at beautiful, luxurious hotels like the Four Seasons, the Ritz and Regis, Intercontinental, then our short itineraries, 3, 4, 5 nights as part of something something broader, those would be very suitable. And then for clients that have done the Rhine, they've done the Danube, the south of France on the Rhone would be a great recommendation. And finally, for families, the Christmas markets are perfect. So I hope that I've piqued your interest a bit more on Riverside Luxury Cruises. There's a lot to be excited about with us. But at the end of the day, we know we're still new to you and even more so to your clients. However, as we now get ready to start our second full season with 3 ships on the rivers, we do so with the validation of industry leaders like Cruise Critic, Forbes, and the Travel and Leisure World's Best Awards backing us up. So I offer this slide not just to give you more confidence in promoting and selling a new brand, but also as a tool for you to use when introducing us to clients. Of course, your clients probably would not have heard about us, but they do know Cruise Critic, they know Forbes, and if these brands are backing us up as the best luxury river cruise or the best in dining in the river cruise category, then they'll have that much more confidence in booking with us and for us credibility to offer them. So I hope that, again, this gives you confidence to recommend us to your luxury clients. I've got just one final video to share with you, and then I'll wrap it up. So if this was the first time you're hearing about us, again, I hope I've piqued your interest and that this will lead you to connect with me to learn more and for us to start a discussion on opportunities to work together. For those of you already familiar with the brand and who have already started to promote and sell us, I hope that the webinar served as a reminder of what we're all about and how you can continue to promote and sell us our itineraries to your luxury clients. So with that, thank you again for taking the time out of the busy day to attend this webinar and for your interest in Riverside Luxury Cruises. And thank you to Baxter for hosting us on their platform and for their partnership. Means the world to us and to me. Thank you.
Thank you, Peter. Okay, we have a few questions, actually, which is great because we have perfect timing, I think. So from Chantal, she says, are they wheelchair accessible? So are the ships wheelchair accessible?
They are spacious enough and open enough to have wheelchairs on them. The bigger challenge with river cruises is not the ships themselves, the suites or anything. I mean, they all have elevators as well. The bigger challenge is with river ships, you have to dock next to other river ships, and sometimes you need to go up a flight of stairs to get on the rooftop and be able to cross over onto another ship and then be able to go down those steps. So that part of the experience is more of a challenge than the actual onboard experience.
Okay, and then from Jean-Francois, he says, I guess excursions are mainly by English-speaking guides, but what about French-speaking staff on board?
Yeah, actually, well, we're an international brand. The main language on board is English. However, we have guests from throughout Europe. We've got guests from Latin America, a lot of guests actually from Latin America. So one of the things that we ask for during the booking process is the preferred language. And that is so that we can assign a butler that can speak French or Spanish or German or, English. There are no announcements or anything like that on board the ship. And if everyone has to be addressed, we primarily do so through our butler service. So language is not really a challenge there either. And then for that reason as well, we have assign local guides that can speak French or Spanish or, you know, other languages as necessary.
Perfect. We have a question here. Love the look of this product. Are there plans to be part of Virtuoso? And how do I get on as an agent to experience to sell to clients?
So first part of that question, are there plans to get into with Virtuoso? I think the product is very suitable for the Virtuoso network. We're very early on in the phase of our business. So I think over time, yes, we'll probably be there. It's a little bit too early for us at this point, but yeah, I'm sure that we'll be there eventually. And then as far as TA rates go, yes, we've got really good industry rates. We have an online training program which will give you access to those TA rates, and one of the handouts that you have there is about the certification program. So if you download that, there's a link there that will take you to the training, and once you've got that covered, you'll have access to the TA rates as well.
Perfect. Suzanne asks, what is the additional cost for the vintage room?
So the Vintage Room dinner experience is 320 euros per person, which includes all of the wines. And then the lunch version is going to be 200 euros per person with the wines.
All right. It looks like there's no more questions right now. So perfect timing here. It's 2:55 in Toronto, and that's wrapping up our hour. So thank you so much, Peter. That was such a great presentation, and we really appreciated your time and all the information you gave us today. And to our viewers, thank you so much. It was nice to see all of your messages today. We'll let you go and have a great rest of your day, everyone. Take care.